Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
And this is why we say you women are so disgusting. Bops such as yourself that come on these clown shows. Y'all so freaking disgusting, it's not even funny.
Hi, my name is Myra. I'm 19 years old. I just have a couple questions for you when it comes towards dating. I'm currently talking to a guy who's in his 40s.
Be able to afford her. She don't care where you get the money from.
As for a guy who's kind of older, I'm looking for someone who's a provider. I'm looking for someone who can help me with my college tuition and my bills and et cetera, et cetera.
Why does that not surprise me?
So how do you think I should go about asking for things without sounding like a gold digger?
There is no way to ask them to pay your bills without sounding like a gold digger. That's the fucking math equation that all these women try to figure out. And they attack it from different angles. If you want an older man with money, fine. But you need to try to actually be his woman and actually provide value to him.
And I don't want to do that.
See, a lot of women, they don't think about an equal exchange when it comes to men. A lot of these women's mentality is, how can I get the most from a man while giving the least?
Playing with my money is like playing with my emotions.
Wow. That's the name of the game, especially if they're young and attractive. Young, attractive women just feel entitled to men's money because they're young and attractive. Point blank, period. They're not going into the situation thinking, okay, if you pay my bills, I'll do X, Y, and Z for you. Aside from bedroom fun, they feel like their bedroom fun is worth, you know, at least $50,000 a year to be tricked on.
Crack is cheap.
They don't know how to play the game properly. They really don't. Let's say this 40-year-old man do pay her college tuition. Okay, what's the end goal? Okay, you pay your full college tuition. I don't know what college tuition is. Let's just say it's $50,000. Let's just say he wrote you a check for $50,000. Okay, now what? Your college tuition is paid off. What's the next move? Gonna move on to the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy. They don't think long term. You would have been better off actually trying to get with this guy in a serious way and have him take care of you for a lifetime instead of just hitting quick licks.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
I think you have a little of the know-how, but I think 40 is still a little bit too mature for you. I would say 40 is too mature because I think someone at 40, who's over there? Hey, friend.
I'm just thinking.
Yeah, the reason I'm saying 40 is too old for 19 is because even if you think you are mature, you know everything, he can still see right through you and run circles around you.
You're goddamn right.
I've been dating like 20 or older since I've been like 18.
She's been dealing with older men since she was in high school, 9th grade. They've been fucking with older men, especially if they're attractive, since that young. She's trying to keep it, you know, PC since she on YouTube. But I'm not shocked at all. She's been ruined beyond repair for a very long time. I don't know who got her on this prostitute type shit. Well, I guess rap music. Too much Cardi B and Sexy Red, I guess. She's been listening to Nicki Minaj and fucking ratchet girl rap since she was 13 years old. Get the bag, bitch. Get the bag. They're ruining young girls one song at a time.
Say they get money, but I can't tell, ho. Yeah, glow.
You can fuck with me if you wanted to. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing.
Hey, bitch, I'm a problem. Nobody solving. You can keep hating. I'm popping regardless.
Real conceited since first grade. I've been that bitch. You got a girl, but it's cool. I ain't gonna tell her shit.
You know niggas love bitches with money. You know niggas love bitches with money. You know niggas love bitches with money.
You ain't no fuck with no boss, bitch. I turned you out. When a real one holds you down, babe, you supposed to drink.
Keep your stone sets. I got my own baguettes.
Jealousy, let it go. Results could be tragic. I push the beat, not the backseat, girl. I push the beat, not the backseat, girl.
Are you in therapy, Myra?
I am in therapy. I don't know. I think it's just my preference. Like, I see guys my age, like, you know, and they just really don't interest me. Like, they don't really have a lot going on. you know, especially in the Black culture today, like a typical Black man today. And I know there's like a good percentage, like 2%, 5% that are really good Black men, but I live in St. Louis. So the men out that's like my age, they're just not for me.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But niggas spy out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. I wonder why they're not for you. Because they can't spoil you with a bunch of materialistic bullshit. And if you're going to be a gold-digging whore, why even go to college? Just sell your pussy to the highest bidder and get married and get taken care of for a lifetime. That's the name of the game if you're a gold-digging whore. Yeah, because they don't want to build with a young man. They want to go older so they can get a dude that's already at the finish line. But they don't even know what to do with a man who's already at the finish line. They don't know how to keep him, and they don't know that they should be trying to get married to him, not try to figure out how to ask him to help you with your tuition. See, here's the thing. A lot of women are going to strike out locking down a top-tier dude, and they're going to be more fucked up in the end than they would have been if they just would have built something up with the average Joe.
I'm not here to judge you, and I'm not saying you can't date older. I'm not saying that. And because you have a bit of life experience, I think that makes us mature a little bit faster. So someone who is your age, you probably couldn't date anyway. Yeah, and you couldn't date. But I know you want to be with someone who is a provider. And you said you have dated older guys. Have they taken care of you in the past? So the guys you were with in the past who were older, were they providers?
Honestly, when I was 17, I didn't really know how to get the bag like I should have.
Five ways to get money from a man. Oh, I like to call it five ways to become a better prostitute. So,
because I have no shame in having a price on my kitty cat.
Yeah. So that's what she thinks the dynamic between men and women should be. Just women manipulating men out of money. I mean, if you're going to do it, go big. Figure out how to manipulate hundreds of thousands out of a man, not 2,000 and 3,000 here and there. Yeah, I just want to reiterate, this woman is cooked for life. There's no amount of therapy that's going to fix this. Therapy just helps people manage their trauma and be able to function in day-to-day life. Therapy doesn't fix broken people, in my opinion. It just helps manage your brokenness on a day-to-day level. Ashley is an older woman, pretty much giving her terrible advice, encouraging her prostitute ways instead of telling her you need to just settle down with a decent man and build a life instead of trying to get the bag from older men.
Listen to Auntie on this one. I would not steer you wrong.
So I kind of, you know, started to get an allowance from whoever I was talking to. But those relationships didn't really last, and a lot of them kind of said that I've, how can I say this, that I kind of came up as a gold digger. But it's just like, how can you expect for me to, you know, love you for you, which I can, you know, I'm in love with them, but it's like, I still have bills to pay, you know, I'm in college, I'm working part-time, you know what I mean? I feel like if you're financially set, why am I still paying my bills, you know, and you're older than me?
You can fuck most Black women in America for the right price, and some would say you could just fuck most women, period, for the right price, but especially Black women, and the price is kind of on the lower side. There's not many Black women you can't fuck for $500 in America, and some would say 40.
Lord, have mercy. We must stay focused, brothers.
Know how to gravitate towards asking him in a like polite way, you know, how to.
I would assume, Myra, that would be the expectation if he's dating someone under 21. If a 40-year-old man is dating someone under 21, I would expect that would be the expectation, that he already knows what he's signing up for. And I'm assuming you would let him know if this has been your life experience since you were 17. I would assume you would be upfront about it.
Right.
These women are sadly mistaken if they think men are this stupid. Or I guess some men are this stupid, I guess. Oh my goodness. Fellas, never sign up for this. If you want to fuck a young hot chick, just pay her directly for the fuck. Because this girlfriend experience thing is a scam. She's going to try to get the most money from you without fucking you, or maybe fucking you once. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Okay, so you think like the second date is like kind of like, hey, by the way, I'm kind of looking for a guy who's taking care of my expenses and like, et cetera, et cetera.
These broads are ratchet. And any fool that link up with him deserves such as your luck. I don't have no sympathy. Now, here's the thing. I don't begrudge a woman for getting what she wants. If you can find a sucker that's stupid enough to sign up for this bet, go get him. I don't, and when you crush that lane, which you will, you know what I'm saying, which you will, because it's in you to do it, he'll learn.
If a woman said that to me on the second date, we would talk business, and I would be brutal. We wouldn't be under this whole delusion about, oh, you love me, and you really like me as a person. No, it's a business transaction. You want to talk like you're a business transaction? Let's do it. How many fucks do I get a month for your allowance?
Next question, please.
Once a week? What? So if I give you $1,000 a month, how many fucks come with that?
That's a hard nigga.
Yeah, I don't think I would say I'm looking for a guy, but it could be like, oh, I'm headed out to get my hair done. Oh, what do you need, babe? It would be, what do you need energy? I'm assuming from the get-go. He would be like, what do you need? Are you okay? Do you need your books for college? Is your tuition paid off? I love that white dress. How much did it cost? That's what I would assume.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Well, but if I'm being honest, again, I'm not here to judge you. I do understand everyone has been through different things in life, yeah. But I want you to go to therapy.
Ashley, what does she need to go to therapy for? Being a gold digging whore? Well, you're condoning that. So I'm not sure what aspect of what you heard so far is making you say she should go to therapy.
I know a lot of people are saying like 40 is a lot, but I've dated like really, really older guys, like older than that. And it's traumatizing.
Now she met this.
She didn't.
And when I call,
and she'll get away with it because you want to come on her face.
Women always reserve the right to play the victim no matter what the situation is. Even when they make a conscious decision to do something they know is wrong. I'm traumatized because I chose to suck an 80-year-old's dick for $500. I'm so traumatized. How could he do that to me?
That's what you wanted, kid. Now live with it. I don't feel sorry for you, and I hope nobody feels sorry for you. You always gonna have some thoughts just like you who's gonna be, oh, she speaks directly to me.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You wanna be making moves on the street? No attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.